Hey everybody, thanks for joining us again. Today we are talking about fixed energy and what it is, how to use it. My name is Dusty White. I'm the author of The Easiest Way to Learn Astrology Ever, which is coming out soon. The Easiest Way to Learn the Tarot Ever, which has been out for a while. If you have checked out my other podcast, please do so. It's easytarotlessons.com. You can get all kinds of free, unique tarot instruction. Today we're talking astrology, hence the fixed energy. I've got one of my students on the phone who is very, very... Hi, Carol.
Hey, Dusty. How are you?
I'm great. So we're going to be talking about fixed energy. Earlier we talked about how astrology is like a magic prism, where you can shoot energy through it, like, you know, white light. And just like a prism breaks white light into a spectrum, red, green, blue, all those different other colors that I can't imagine. And then in this case, it breaks it down into elements or signs. And in this case, before we get to signs, where we have qualities, which we've talked about earlier, cardinal, which is the beginning sign, fixed, which is the middle sign, mutable, which is the ending or closing sign. And to put that in perspective, cardinal energy is made up of cardinal, fixed, and mutable, meaning everything has a beginning, everything has a middle, everything has an end. The very cutting edge of energy, that piercing scream of a siren, or that first blast of light that hits you at sunrise, God forbid you're up that early, or you're waking up and you open your eyes and somebody left a light on, that's very cardinal. That's that first moment. Fixed is more like, you know, we're in the middle of the day, we're going along, everything's we haven't begun, we're not ending, we're right in the middle of it, everything's fine, we don't want to change anything. And then mutable is, of course, well, time to go to bed, and or time to wrap this up and do something else. Today we are focused specifically on that middle part, which is fixed energy. As we go along, we will explain this in various ways, and with each episode, you'll be able to see how these building blocks work together to form complex structures, such as signs and houses and planets and whatnot. But we're starting here and really giving you a good grasp of the basics so that when we get to the more advanced stuff, it's actually quite simple. Did you have anything you wanted to add before we jump in on this, Carol?
Just to say that this is the best way I've ever found to learn this. I mean, I've actually studied astrology the way it's normally put out in the books I've read for years, but I've never had a way of learning it at this basic level, all about talking about the energy. And it's just a really good way to approach it, because this way you don't have to memorize meanings. You learn the energy, and then it all makes sense, and you don't even have to think about it.
Yeah, well, I like it when we can say Sagittarius is mutable fire, and therefore third triad and all this other crap. You know, I promised I wouldn't throw astrological jargon out, and I just did. But instead of going, what does all that mean? We can go, oh, I totally get it. You know, this makes, you know, it's like blue plus yellow makes green. Okay, cool. I get that. You know, we understand why green exists. But anyway, fixed energy. I just want you to think, when we talk about fixed energy, I want you to think of that type of energy. It's not aggressive. We've already talked about that. That's cardinal. It's not adaptive. That's mutable. We'll talk about that. This is right in the middle. Fixed energy defends. It's the energy of a fortress. It resists change. It fortifies or builds habits. It builds patterns. It congeals. It solidifies. It has patience. It reinforces. This is the core of anything, or the core structure of anything. And the core structure of anything is solid. Otherwise, the the item does not hold together. Now, if cardinal energy is the unstoppable force, fixed energy is the immovable object. This is the absolute resolution to hold firm and not change. Now, when we're talking astrologically, this is the peak of the season, or the juiciest part of the peach. We have our cardinal month. We have 3 months to a season, because we have 12 months, four seasons. So our cardinal month is our first month. We talked about that last time. Right now we're talking about the fixed month. So when I say it's the juiciest part of the season, it would be like the middle month of spring or the middle month of summer. It's the height of summer, the height of spring. Carol, where do we see fixed energy in real life? Give me some examples that people could go, oh, I get it.
Okay, well, there's lots of examples. There's examples within that qualities people exhibit, and there's things that you see in everyday life, like a bank that holds money in.
Right,
a wall.
A bank, hold a slow down, please.
Sorry, okay.
I don't want to just throw these things out. People are like, why a bank? What is the whole purpose of a bank?
Well, the bank, it's to guard things, and it holds things secure.
Well, a bank is a place where you put your money, and it's not going to go anywhere.
Right. It's not going to go anywhere, and it's going to keep people away from it. It's going to guard it.
Right.
Like, it's going to defend it.
You put something in the vault, you close the vault, it's not going anywhere, right?
Correct.
So it's held in place.
Right.
So a bank or a vault would be very fixed energy, because... Or like a jail, which is not exactly a happy, fluffy, bunny, positive way of looking at fixed energy, but it says you're not going anywhere, right?
Correct.
Okay, now, without going too quickly, can you give me one or two more, and we'll cover that, please?
Okay, a refrigerator.
I like a refrigerator. A refrigerator, its job is to keep things fresh. Now, when we talk about keep things fresh, unlike a vault where it's holding something in place, fixed energy is called fixed energy because this energy that we're existing, that we're exhibiting, is all about change is not allowed. A refrigerator is to keep food fresh. Am I incorrect in any way on that?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay. So it doesn't keep the food away from us. It just keeps our food fresh. Let me give you a wall. Any wall, like the structure of a house, the wall's not going to move. Here's a good way of telling if something is cardinal, fixed, or mutable. If it doesn't move, it's most likely fixed, like a wall. Or if it doesn't change, like a wall, and especially if it keeps bugs out, or burglars out, or holds up a roof. So if it's got solid structure and it doesn't move, it's fixed energy. What else, Carol?
Well, just a simple bag.
Yeah, a bag holds things in place. Like that. A bag or a border, you know, any border is a way of saying this is a psychological wall. This is mine, this is yours, you know, you can't cross.
A lock,
same thing as a safe, right? You know, you're not allowed to get in here. It's good. Fixed energy is very protective. Let me take this in a different way. How about a manager?
Yeah, a manager keeps the organization on a steady course.
Yeah, the manager can go out and start a new business and say, I've got an idea. We hire the manager to make sure that our business keeps functioning. You know, your job is to stay here, don't make any changes, just make sure we make a lot of money and everybody shows up on time. So his job is to maintain order, which is a very fixed thing. All right, next.
A bowl.
Why?
Because it holds your food. It holds something safe that you want to keep and that you want to have, but you don't want it spread out all over the place.
Good point. Same thing with a fork.
Right.
I mean, a fork at first, you're like, oh, I'm jabbing it with a fork. That must be cardinal. And actually, the knife is cardinal because the knife is where you cut. You know, you're separating. You're saying, I'm changing you from this to that. A fork. I'm so dumb. A fork is supposed to hold something in place. It's like the fork is the fixed energy. You're going to stay there while I cardinal you, while I cut you. So the fork cardinal, the fork, damn it, Eddie, you know the words.
Yeah,
the fork is fixed, the knife is cardinal. I'm going to confuse everybody before I'm done, yay.
Okay, but then I could say the fork is also fixed because you're going to eat the food, and it's fixed energy because it's going to nourish you.
Well, it's also the fork is going to hold it in place. You know,
right, hold it in place so you can eat it.
So you can get it to your mouth.
Right.
Don't move, food. I.
That's right.
Okay, cups, spoons. Mailboxes. Those are basically just like a bowl. They hold things in place.
Next thing, a chair or a bed.
Yeah, they'll hold your butt in place. Sure, chair, bed. Stuffed animals or security blankets.
Security blankets is a great one.
Well, these hold us together emotionally. A security blanket is something that we keep, or a stuffed animal, presumably, you know, our favorite stuffed animal, not just a stuffed animal that we win with. The idea between a stuffed animal and a security blanket is that this is an emotional, this is an item we attach emotional meaning to, and we keep it around. In other words, we always want it with us to keep us balanced. So, in that case, it's fixed energy. Next.
Okay, glue or tape?
Absolutely, glue, tape. How about staples, maybe string? All of these things, you know, hold things in place.
Security guard?
I gotta definitely say that. Even monuments or statues, they're fixed permanent locations, and they're designed to stay in one place and constantly remind us, again, constantly fixed.
Right.
You shall never forget that this person did this, or that these people did this, and that's why we have a monument or a statue. These are all great. These are great. What is fixed energy good for?
It's good for keeping you on a course of action. It's good for reminding, you know, for patience, for keep you on a habit, hopefully a good habit.
Right. Also, fixed energy makes a good platform, either physical or psychological. Fixed energy means this is solid, it's not going to change. Facts are very fixed. You know, I can rely. Fixed energy is anything you can rely on. Because cardinal is all about change, and adaptable, mutable is just too adaptable, it's squiggly. Like, try walking on water. It's like, whoosh, nope, you fall right in. The water will adapt around you. We like to stand on Earth. Earth is very fixed. We like to stand on the Earth because it's not going anywhere. I know that if I go home every day, it's going to be in the same place. The Earth isn't going to move it around somewhere. So platforms are something we stand on or something we rely psychologically on. So I would say fixed energy gives us something to rely on. It gives us a frame of reference.
It also gives us a feeling of calmness and security. Because you know the stuff is going to be there.
Yes. Fixed energy holds things together. Like a contract or a commitment is we rely on that contract or commitment psychologically to say, I can go out and be cardinal. I can go out and change the world around me and do whatever I want because this will always be here. I can rely on this here. So, fixed energy seems rather boring at first, but it really is the glue that holds everything together so that we can go out and be the force of change. So, Carol, this is all good. How do we harness fixed energy?
There's a lot of ways. One way is to strive to be patient.
Why?
Again, patience makes you take your time and think about things, and it helps you be persistent and to make things good things, hopefully, to save your money, make good things a habit, and be stable, which again keeps everything going in the same direction. If you pick a good, only you can decide what the good direction is, but once you're on the path, being patient helps you stay on the path and not be scattered.
So you're saying that if we're too chaotic and we need to harness some of this fixed energy that Dusty keeps yapping about, if our life is too crazy and we need to build some stability, you're saying we need to be patient.
Do your best to cultivate patience.
Well, how about persistence? How about we force ourselves into a habit, and we make a commitment that, okay, I'm going to keep doing this, and because I'm doing that, I'm going to start developing more of a routine, more fixed energy in my life, and that'll attract more fixed energy.
The more the way you keep thinking of it as a habit you develop every day, and it's something you always have to remind yourself, okay, I'm not going to let this get to me, I'm going to be patient about it, I will be persistent, and I will stay on course.
Right. Building little habits, like...
Correct.
Savings.
Right. Like, I'm going to save my money every paycheck. Every time I get a paycheck, I'm going to put X amount, again, into the bank, which, again, is going to keep me secure.
Even if it's a small amount, just the actual habit.
Right. It's the habit.
I think, that would be a good way to harness this energy. Now, some people will be like, well, what the hell am I talking about? But when you are at a point where you have too much chaos in your life and you need some stability, this is the fastest, easiest, cheapest way to change your life instantly, is take small habits and develop them. Working out, you got a little tiny weight or something small, you don't have to go, granted, if you can go to the gym, great, but I mean, if all you can do is have a little stress ball or a little weight by your desk, and every day you just start lifting it, you're like, I'm not doing much good here, but after a week or a month you've developed that habit physically, and psychologically it started to get in your head. This will encourage it goes back to the law of inertia, that a body at rest stays at rest and a body in motion stays in motion. If we can jumpstart the process and build a little momentum, then fixed energy in and of itself will help us continue down that road.
Right, and it's also the opposite away from the cardinal energy that just wants the results right away. Bing, I want to do it one time and have a perfect body.
We really
no, no, it doesn't work that way. You have to work on it every day.
Yeah, we live in a very instant gratification world. So fixed energy, while sounding boring, has very good usefulness. Now, again, at this point, we're talking basic building blocks. It sounds archaic, fixed energy. Who the hell uses that term in real life? Just jumping ahead so that I can give people an idea of how this will apply. In astrology, Taurus, the sign of the bull, is very fixed energy, right?
Correct.
Now, without going too deep, Taurus rules things like banks, right?
Correct.
And money. So if we want to increase our wealth, we would want to channel in that flavor of energy. Remember, we're just shooting energy into the spectrum, so we can say, I don't need to do all this, I just need that right there, which means less effort for more results. So we focus exclusively on Taurus energy, which is just a label at the moment, to focus our wealth. We want to build, we want more money. You know, we want to be able to have that money to do stuff with. Well, Taurus energy is fixed in nature. We attract wealth to us when we build what? Good patterns?
Right. Like a shopping list when you go to the grocery store and you stick to the list.
Right. That way we get what we need and we don't end up wasting money. Because a lot of wealth is not wasting your money on frivolous items. And, of course, the other part is increasing your income. So, I mean, I've been through times where I made a lot of money and just blew it all left, right, and center. As fast as it comes in, it can go out just as fast. So we have to slow down its exit and increase its entrance. Both of these are productive habits, which is boring, fixed energy. So this is where we're going, and this is why we're talking about cardinal and fixed immutable. Because rather than throw out a whole bunch of jargon and terminology that's not going to make any sense later on, when we do talk about Taurus in the future, we'll say, it's fixed energy. How do I know that? Because it's fixed energy. It's stable. It's reliable. When we see a bank, what do we see? We see signs like Bob's Bank, stable, reliable, conservative. I mean, we don't see like Bob's Bank, home of the casino. You know, put your money here. It might be here when you get back. Bob's Double or Nothing Bank. You put it in, and we might keep it. I mean, I don't know. What can you add to this, Carol? I'm trying to help people understand.
It's things you can rely on. Like you can rely on the bank to take care of your money. And when you do the sort of things day by day that you know you can rely on yourself, you build that energy around you, and then things that are like that start to gravitate to you. Brings it in, the attraction.
Let's talk about fixed energy versus cardinal energy, because we talked about cardinal energy in the last episode. Cardinal energy is very forceful. It imposes its will on someone. It's like a sword or an attacking army. Right?
Correct.
And fixed energy is like the fortress that's, you know, defending. So the attacking army on one side, and then we have the fortress on the other side saying, you can't get here. So we have a sword versus a shield. So if cardinal energy was the sword, says, I'm going to change this. I don't like it. Fixed energy says, you're not changing anything. You're not getting into this bank to take this money.
Right. Be like the bank robber coming and getting stopped at the vault door.
Absolutely. So anything cardinal, that's anything in our lives that we see every day.
Right.
Either tells us what to do, pushes us around, or tries to change us. Or it could be us trying to change.
Like what you were, right, or you were saying, like the cardinal energy, you were saying at times when you would have money and you would have it come in, but then it would dissipate just as quickly.
Well, yeah, I'm out there.
Right. So you would need
grabbing at whatever I can, rather than putting it away.
Right. Having something stop that energy in its tracks.
So we could say that cardinal energy is you going out and going to work. I'm going to go to work and make money.
Right.
And the fixed energy is now that I've got money, I'm going to make sure it stays in my wallet or my bank or under the mattress.
Correct, yeah.
So, yeah.
That's where you would use it.
Good for making money.
Correct, and then the fix is good for holding on to it. And again, following the regimen. Say, even though I had a gazillion dollars come in, I'm not going to let it dissipate. I'm going to take some of it, and I'm going to put it in the bank.
Right, because wealth isn't how much you make. It's how much you keep.
Correct.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, if you
made
$1 million and it cost you $1 million to make it, well, you didn't get to keep any of it.
That's right. And even though there are things that you need, like I said, you have to go. I mean, there are basic expenses everybody has, like food, like when you go to the grocery store, but say if you take the fixed energy approach and make the list and say, I'm going to have the patience and the stability and the following the regimen step by step. I am not going to deviate from this list. I will keep more of my money in the end.
Yeah, fixed energy is definitely keeping your promises and being reliable, even to yourself.
Even to yourself, exactly. And I think, you know, again, to go out and deal in the world and have things like that come to you, if you can't be that way to yourself, you're never going to, you know, it's maybe never, but I mean, it's just more, it becomes easier to attract these things into your life.
Yes. Now, here's why all this matters. We can just look at people and say, wow, that guy's really cardinal. This person runs around bullying people, or their alpha, you know, their attitude is, you got to run around and take what you want in life, and you know, don't take crap from anybody. And if I want a date, I'm going to go out and tell a woman, you're going on a date with me, whether you like it or not.
Right.
You know, no means yes. I mean, that whole kind of, I'm not saying that cardinal people are jerks, but, you know, some of them are. And
yeah.
Well, actually, anybody can be a jerk. But it's very hyper-aggressive. And then we look at other people and we see that they're more laid back, maybe to the point of laziness, but they're stable.
They're stable, right.
They're patient. Now, I'm talking extremes. Some people might be somewhat aggressive, you know, be somewhat cardinal, somewhat fixed. But, so we have some people on the extreme who are much more cardinal, much more hyperactive, aggressive alphas. Others who, they might be stubborn, but once they make up their mind, they stick to it. They're reliable, they're patient. And then we have mutable, which you haven't talked about. And that's people who change their mind 15 times a day, or they can be pushed around because they have no willpower
right.
of their own.
Yeah.
So, and again, this is just to show you that these are not abstract terms that we don't see in real life. This is a way of being able to dissect the world around us in very simple terms and go,
right.
Coffee is very cardinal. I drink it and it wakes my ass up. Like, oh my God, wow. Coffee hits me like a turkey. Turkey is very fixed. Turkey puts me to sleep.
Right.
You know, it's that damn tryptophan.
Your potatoes. Potatoes are very fixed.
Oh, potatoes are, yeah, potatoes are a great example of fixed energy. They're just, it's a potato, you know.
It's a potato. I know, you just eat it and you're just.
It's always a potato. You know, and it's good, and again, it's considered a staple, you know, meat
right.
and potatoes.
Meat and potato. Well, I guess from that perspective, meat's can be very fixed too.
Yeah, in that perspective.
In that perspective,
it's a staple, meat and potatoes, but absolutely the potatoes. Potatoes go with everything. It's like we're gonna have.
Right, I was just gonna say that. You can fix them so many ways, and they're a comfort. You know, fixed energy is comforting, like a security blanket. I mean, there's nothing more comforting than a big bowl of mashed potatoes. I mean,
well, we take comfort in things that are familiar, which, again, you know, potatoes, security blanket. We know that our home is exactly where it is. Life is full of changes, and I think we draw emotional comfort from the things that we know and the things we can rely on. So this fixed energy stuff, it has its purpose. Now, we don't want fixed energy also rules boredom and routine and ruts.
Yeah, you can take every good thing and get too much of it.
Right. But the idea is that, you know, while fixed energy is very comforting, too much of it is routine. It is a rut. Fixed energy is boredom. Oh, God. Or depression. I just don't want to go anywhere. So it has its positive. I mean, if we're only breaking the whole of everything into three categories, obviously those are broad categories. They have a lot of little subcategories that will fit into them. But right now we're just painting in broad brush strokes. But I think people get the general idea of fixed energy. I hope so. We've certainly
Once this is all done for me, it's like, again, going back to just how you do everything for yourself in your day-to-day life, if you become of what energy you're expending. Am I expending cardinal energy or am I expending fixed energy? And then if you want to attract a certain kind of energy to you, if you can identify, again, and be aware of what each type is, it becomes easier.
Well, for example, if I want to go out and get a date, that's cardinal. I'm going to take action.
Take action, right.
If I want to keep my girlfriend loyal, that's a very fixed thing. If I want my relationship to last, I don't want a lot of cardinal. I don't want a lot of fighting. I don't want mutable. I don't want, like, something new every day. Like, oh, my God, there's new things every day. I want nice, boring, reliable. I'm going home. There's my girlfriend. Or she comes home. There I am. The idea is that if we're in a fixed, stable relationship, well, it's right there. It's fixed energy.
Right.
So some things we definitely want to attract stability, loyalty, fixed energy to. Other things we want change. Now, let's say that we're trying to manifest. We say, okay, I get it, Dusty. I want fixed energy in my life. Now, how do I go out getting some of this stuff? Meditation is a time-honored way of calming down, of focusing on something specific. Thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. In the focus, the calming down, the relaxing. Again,
relaxing,
the making,
like that.
Yeah, relaxing. You know, again, which is just which is the exact opposite of the cardinal energy, which is, you know, all the the explosion, the go out instead of going out and doing, you just lay back and center and relax.
So we can manifest these things we want, a healthy bank account, a stable love life, personal security. We can jumpstart that by calming our mind and focusing on what we want.
Correct.
Excellent. Obsession. Obsession is definitely fixed energy. Obsession gets a bad rap, but when you think about it, obsession is fixating, there's that word again, it's fixating on something to the exclusion of something else. So again, this opens up emotional and psychic channels to block out distraction. Well, there you go, distraction would be change.
Exactly.
So if we want to avoid change, we obsess and focus.
Yeah, and if you have a goal, something you want to achieve, I mean, realistically speaking, if there's something that you want to, you know, achieve, something personal that you have to do, you know, you have to have, you know, the obsession. I mean, again, like you said, people, you give it a bad rap. But it's like with you, with your books. I mean, I see how, you work on it every day. You write every day. You focus on it. And that's how it gets done.
Well, we all hopefully, do something positive, constructive every day. Fingers crossed. But you got me thinking here. Matter of fact, something you said earlier, if we're obsessing, a good way to bring that to reality. I mean, we could talk about this in ethereal terms, but like how to physically do it. You said a shopping list. How about a to-do list?
A checklist.
Or a checklist. How about... We know that we need to build patterns in our life. We want to do things. How about a little baby step to-do list or a checklist? And we build ourselves a regimen. And again, it doesn't sound like we're doing very much, and it certainly doesn't sound like we're doing anything magical. But we're activating our psychic and emotional responses on a daily basis,
and it's the repetition. There, that's the word I was thinking of. The repetition of the energy over and over is what brings the result.
Well, yeah, and it doesn't just bring the direct result; it actually multiplies it. Because if you study metaphysics for a while, you understand that when you focus, I'm always going off on the PME, which is physical, mental, emotional. But when we have those in congruency, again, all this will be explained in Aphrodite's Book of Secrets. Sorry to make you guys wait. But when we focus on that and we add that physical component, it just seems like we're just plodding along doing a day-to-day thing, but we really are reaching out to the gods. We're reaching out to the universe or even the collective unconsciousness, and we're making connections with other things that are like, and we start to align ourselves, because you can't just wish for something. This whole law of attraction stuff is crap. You can't just think happy thoughts and things happen. You have to think happy thoughts. You have to gear yourself emotionally to them. You have to take physical action. You have to have some persistence. This is why we have metaphysical schools, is to teach us all the various steps. So it's not impossible, but it's not just one key. There's several keys that all have to work in synchronicity. And we can get this, we can jumpstart this just by harnessing our fixed energy and saying, okay, I'm going to make a little note. I'm going to keep on this. Because we can write ourselves, I get post-it notes all over the place. I write myself a note, and next thing I know, I forget it. I come back a week later and go, oh, that's no good. I got to throw it away. So yeah, cardinal energy is that spark. Ah, I'm going to go work out. But the fixed energy is the follow through.
Correct.
Even if it's just even if it's just baby steps, the fact that we're doing it really sends out waves, like ripples, throughout the world around us. And over time, in this, we'll talk about extending our awareness so that we can learn to listen for those little impulses that are coming back to us, like feedback. I don't know. That's what I got.
Yeah, I just thinking, like, again, being a female, there's so many people out there that need to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like the little steps that you take every day, you know, make up the checklist. I'm going to eat the healthy food versus the non-healthy food. And again, you can do it once, and it's not going to, you know, it'll be something. It's better than nothing. But to really see the feedback, which is the loss on the scale or the difference in your body when you get, you know, when you look at yourself in the mirror or get dressed and your pants are looser, is the day by day, you know, repetition, make the healthy food choice more than you make the other choice.
And it really does reinforce if you miss a day. I notice in my own routines.
Right, exactly. You can miss a day. So what? So go
back.
Well,
you miss a day, it's still in your head.
Right.
You know, you know that you've got a regimen going, and you know that you've missed a day, and it gives you that impulse to work harder the next day.
Right, and not give up, which is the
whole
thing.
Yeah, that's good. So it shows you that it is happening on different levels. So that's a sign that your brain is recognizing this. It's not just a series of mindless actions. Okay. Yay, so let's wrap this up. So let's say we can use fixed energy to keep more of what we want, right?
Correct. And sometimes that thing is a negative, like the losing the weight, but you keep more of it. You get more of that. You get more of what you want.
Well, yeah, we get more of what we want or keep more of what we want. And we can attract things to us like a magnet, because, you know, if we're talking about, you know, how to actually attract things, well, or physical, mental, emotional congruency, it opens up to spiritual, it's PME equals us. But as you said, it's the intelligent applied repetition, and as this applies to astrology is just the measure. It's a bunch of labels. Now the labels will make sense. We'll get into that later, but when we do, that's going to be much more complicated. So let's get it down now that the whole point of having fixed energy is we can divide energy into little compartments. And there are several types of fixed energy. We don't need to worry about all that right now, but we will know that over time we will learn how we have fixed energy that's good for pushing things away from us and keeping them away, or fixed energy that's good for bringing stuff to us on a regular basis. And because we can focus so intently on just the energy we need, again, and you won't believe this until you see it, but we get greater results with less effort. And I don't ask anybody to believe this because I say it. I want you to try it for yourself. Conduct double-blind experiments in some crazy lab. And when you get results, don't tell anybody. Jesus Christ, they'll want to take it from you. Just, and or besides, either that or they won't believe you. Just get results and enjoy. What is it they say? Living well is the best revenge.
That's right. Which is a very fixed energy, living well, having all the good things.
Woo-hoo, absolutely. So thanks for being here. Thanks for listening to us rant and all of the various little categories that we went through. But do yourself a favor. Go back and make sure you've got cardinal energy and fixed energy down. Listen to this again. We'll do mutable energy next time. And then we're going to go back and visit polarities one more time before we get into the elements and the fun stuff. It will work. Bear with us. And I promise you, a year from now, you will be the master of your destiny. And you will say, this was easy. This, I can't believe how easy it was. And you don't even have to tell anybody. Just go out, live well, and I will know that you're doing well. Questions, me at dustywhite.net. One more time, please, if you haven't already, check out my tarot podcast. It's just as easy. It's also free at easytarotlessons.com. Thanks for being here. Thanks, Carol.
Yeah, thanks, Dusty.